Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let's be interactive and let's make it do what it do.
Smith. We're also posting on LinkedIn.
One has listeners and watchers in 41 countries on 6 continents. So we're excited about being able to get the word out, and when we're having our various topics, we're sharing it all over the world. We also want to offer you the opportunity to register for WDSW radio giveaways. We ask you to send your name. And we have what we call means of transaction. Those 4 means of transaction, and I want to explain that to you before I ask you to send one, is that when you send your name in one of those means of transaction I'm going to share with you, we have a tendency that we're going to put your name in the raffle, but we're going to also take the cash, and then we send out our love offering. We ask you, if you listen to us, do not be making requests to help you without registering for our giveaways. And our giveaways are centered around hotel stays, varies from 5 nights to 6 days. We have 3 international raffles that's coming up, hotel stay. We pay for the hotel stay. We got Paris, France, Dubai, and Bali. We're going to be paying for the hotel stay there. You have to do the transportation, your amenities, and so on. We also have trips that the hotel stay, we pay for from Atlanta, in the luxury hotels in Atlanta, downtown Peachtree, all the way to Orlando, over to Hawaii, from Hawaii to Vegas, to the Grand National Park, Nashville, New Orleans, and the international area, Mexico. A lot of you travel down, but we're giving away 5 nights, 6 days in a raffle to Cancun, Mexico. So we want to give back to you. But we also want you to register. Send us your name along with one of these means of transaction. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also ask you to sow a seed of $1 with WDSW Radio by Cash App. It's Lorenza D. Smith, and we take that $1. Let me tell you, we're not only giving away hotel stay, we give away books, and I have 2 books that are available if you're requesting and need and want to check it out. Both of the books is from a brother, one of our awesome brothers out of the great state of Georgia. The young man name is Trey Johnson, brother Trey Johnson. The first book is How Do You Climb the Mountain of Financial Aid. If you want to know more about financial aid, check this out. And also, his second book is Family Scars. I will send you whichever one you request, and I'll pay for it, and I'm giving them away, and we want you to have a copy of this. I have several other books, and not only from Brother Justin, as a brother, 5-8 single attorney, we have Sara, who are co-hosts, Scarlett H. Black. And she has a book called White Privilege, a Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red House, our Little Red Schoolhouse. And this is her true story. This book, if you want a copy of it, let me know. You're on social media or you're on the network. Send me your name through a message in some form through that social media, but I'm telling you how you can do it. Send me your name along with me in the raffle. Sometimes send those cash. Everybody's not going to get that love offer. That'll go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We have an awesome show planned for you today, and it's empowering boys to be financially knowledgeable. See, our series is building and supporting boys to be impactful men. We're partners with those brothers of 5-8 Sigma Fraternity, Corporate Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, that this is one of their projects. They are addressing our youth through the network. So when we come on and talk about the program, we're partners with Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, to get the word out. So today's title is Empowering Boys to be Financially Knowledgeable. Now, the biggest thing that's set around that, I'm going to take a minute to kind of talk about financially knowledgeable. Some people call finance literacy or financial literate. This is what we're talking about. We want to have our boys from the age of 2-3 years old understand what goes on with the financial ends, means of their lives or ends of their life. They have to understand it so they can be successful. Too many times are impactful. Too many times individuals that are adults now don't teach their children. But our focus is boys. You can teach girls as well. That's your choice. We're focusing on the boys and teaching them about finance from the age of 2 years old. You have to start at 2 years old teaching a child about finance. And we always talk about how to do that. Let me kind of share it and just kind of move into where we need to go with our title. See, starting with a piggy bank. Teach your child, and one thing you don't do, don't give them, let them earn through whatever choice of what you have for them, that they can put that money in a bank called a piggy bank. And as quarterly, you can take them to the bank, set up an account for them, and let them deposit that money into their account. Now they understand savings. And that's what we got to teach. We got to start with simple savings with our boys. I know we said the girls, the same thing. If you have a girl, you use the same method to do it. We have to understand that there are five principles of financial literacy. And we want to make sure we address those five principles. We first start off, and I'll just go back to what I just shared with you, savings. We have to teach our children about savings. Start with that at 2 to 3 years old with the piggy bank. That's your start. And as they get older, there's different ways you can move forward because they've been built up an account where they can move on and say, I'm saving for college from 2 years old up until 18. You're talking about 17 years of investing in their welfare. They are investing in it. And we want to teach our boys whatever happened to you financially. As their individual who's their custodial parent, going to affect them. So you don't think children recognize and see what goes on with you. They do. Because children are the one that can observe better than anyone. Whether they are elderly or people of wisdom, middle age, or they're young adults, adolescents, or they're children, and even to the closest to the coming out, they observe everything that's going on because they're learning from you. They're learning to speak. So whatever you say, they soak it in and repeat it. So you have to be kind of careful. Savings is number one. Number two is earnings. That's why I said give them a chore and the earnings they get at 2, 3, 4 years old to put into their bank so they can put in their savings account so they can have money throughout their years of children, prepare our boys to be impactful men. So our sister will have someone they can get with and marry and have a productive life with someone. We have to make sure we prepare, and that's my ultimate goal. And our series been going on for a year and a half, and we're going to keep it. There are some people that come to me, why are you talking about a boy? And I tell you what, whatever applies to the boys in regards to financial literacy applies to girls. You use it in the same manner. If you don't have a boy, take that young lady and teach her about savings, take her and talk about earning. The next thing is investing. Teach your children about investing. It's not a certain age that you have to start. For example, if you go purchase a car and you want to go car shopping, take your child with you because that is a major investment. And they have to understand that once they purchase that car, there's going to be a downside to it. And the downside is that once you pull it off the lot, it's a depreciation. But if you work and you pay your bills like you're supposed to, your account like you're supposed to, you can own this. This is your investment. If you are in a business, have a day that you take your child. You own a business. Let them go and see how things things operate. See how the time, see, time is just as good as money. If you invest time, you are rewarded. Like I always said, and I continue with what Dad said. You know, hard work determines what kind of man you're going to be. Your presentation is through the hard work. The next thing is protecting. See, put yourself in a position to protect the finance. Or protect the five principles of financial literacy is that you are the person that's the providing for your family. You must put away in what we call a rainy day fund. See, that's a protection for your family when you want to, you have to deal with what we call crisis. And we have to understand it. So we want to teach our boys that you ought to be able to protect your family about putting away funds that you can't touch. And if you can, it's just only for emergency. The next thing that's so important in our five is borrowing. Teach our children that if you borrow, you must pay back. It's too many times I observe the court shows that's on. Somebody loaned someone some money. They promised to pay them on next Friday when they get paid. And the next Friday never comes. And they end up in court because they're tired of waiting. Teach your children, don't borrow it if you can't pay it back. Don't borrow from your friend. Don't borrow their coat. Don't borrow their shoes. Don't borrow money from them because you have to be willing to pay it back. Say, if you do borrow, pay it back. Let me give a shout out to High Chief Good Luck. Thank you so much, High Chief Good Luck. Epsilon Rho Sigma. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated Chapter, thank you so much. Javon Williams, thank you so much. Thank you for your service. She's serving in the military, and she's international at this time. I won't say where she is. And thank you so much for your service, because no one else can tell you that. Should be telling you that, but they're not telling you. Thank you for your service. A shout out to Big TV, I'm sorry, my mistake on that, that is Big Old Television, 47011. Yvette Smith, that's my biological sister, my youngest sister, she's joining us out of the great state of Georgia. Then we have many others that we want to give a shout out to. We have Fred, thank you Fred for taking time to be here. Benjamin. Truly excited to have you back on. Danielle Murphy, thank you for taking time. We have R.L. Stafford. Thank you so much for joining us. Brenda Petty, thank you for taking time to be here. We have Coop, thank you so much for being here. We have Ron, thank you so much for being here. Mommy256, joining us, thank you. Along with Teresa, thank you for joining us so much. Geronte, thank you so much. Thank you for taking time just being here and sharing what we're doing. And we want to do the last money. If you're spending to say I'm gonna have a good time and you spend all a prime example, some people get paid on Friday and broke before the night is over. Because you're spending. You might be behind for some reason, but you got to be able to understand how to spend is more important. If you don't have, then you need to work. But if you borrow from someone, be ready to pay them back. Let me give a shout out to my cousin, my first cousin, join us, Rolanda Brown. Thank you so much, Rolanda, and the family. Thank you all for supporting and being a part of it. When you're spending, you must have a budget. Why are you out there spending, trying to do the things that we say in modern times that we didn't do in traditional times when you don't have the money? If you don't have the money, you can't go out and spend. You can't just jump and go on certain trips and everything when you don't have a plan of action. I say you budget what you have. and you determine whether you can do all the things that everybody else do. Don't do it because of Jones. Do it. Do it because you can afford to. And most of the time, you're not doing sick things, my sisters and brothers. I'm telling you, it's hard to go and do all these things and not think you're going to have a cost. You can't go out every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. It's a costly thing because you make a certain amount to take care of yourself. Don't think about just spending it. Maybe think about saving it. And that way you wouldn't have to ask anyone else for help because you have things in place. We have to remember that these fundamental principles of finance is important because Mr. William Scott, he can meet your financial needs. He can help you with your consulting. Do what you need to do because he's there in available offices in Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama. Let's give a shout out for Mr. William Scott. Patronize him because he's looking forward to helping with some form. Freistat LLC. The next thing we want to focus on is understanding and implementing these principles so our boys can be literate about finance. So a financially literate boy or girl. See, I have to go there because a lot of people look forth and say, well, you're not talking about girls. I told you, this show is all about boys. You can get something from it if you have a, use it with your nephew, use it with your cousin, use it with someone that can need this kind of help. They need to understand finance. That is one of the toughest things that we deal with when we're raising our boys that we expect to be impactful men and they don't understand finance. Give a shout out to the Trailblazers. My sorrow, glory out of the great state of Georgia. Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. And I want to say I went up to a Founders Day, Joint Founders Day program in Atlanta, and she was a chairperson, one of the chairpersons, and she did an awesome job. Congratulations, Gloria Galinko. Thank you so much. She's a trailblazer. She's a licensed clinical social worker. Make sure I'm going to get that right, but she got a lot of titles that goes along with that. Thank you so much, Sarah, for being a part of this today. We want to be able to raise our boys to be financially literate. First thing you want to do, you want to talk about financial goals. Everybody has to have goals in life. You have to have a goal. See, what you do with goals is you start off by prioritizing your goals. You have that goal. Then you have a mini goal. Dealing with that same goal, then you have a micro goal. Those ones you can cover. This is what we talk about when we truly, and I'm gonna say this because it's important you understand this, is prioritizing your life through goals. You can reach any goal, but you must have a plan B, C, and a way to address each one of them. Because if A don't work, you have to make sure. So talk about financial goals and savings with your children. Help your children make smart spending decisions by teaching them how to set a goal. You know, I tell everybody one of the key things to setting a goal that helps you with spending is a budget. See, a lot of people say we're modern now. We don't need all that stuff we had back then. Like you talking about a checkbook ledger. We don't need to keep up with no financial ledger because, you know, we got it on a computer. Fine. But you better be able to pull it off the computer and use that ledger, which is still here, to see where you are. So you can set a budget to be successful. No one wants a person that don't understand finance. You want to teach your boys to be smart and make smart decisions and set financial goals. teach them to keep track of money. Are you a good tracker of money? Or do you just take your debit card or credit card and just swipe it? Oh, I got all the money in the world. The richest person in the world work hard for every dime they have. And they're going to make sure they keep track of what they're spending. And when we're not in that situation, because you're talking about 0.1% of individuals falls in that category of billionaire to have all the money. But the bottom line is they keep track of what they're spending. So why not do it when you just down the level, you're only making a minimum wage, making the minimum medium of in your culture, a male is $40,500. For a female, it's $28,000. You have to keep track of what you're spending and not just be just throwing it out, swinging a card everywhere. I'm going to have a good time. Nobody got money. I'm gonna take care of the whole spot, and I'm going to take care of the crew I have. And before you leave there, and you were talking about you have spent a possibility of almost $1,000. Keep track of what you're spending, and that's important. The next thing is describe healthy use of the plastic. You know what they're talking about. You know what they're talking about? That credit card, that plastic. We got with people with so many challenges financially because of our economy now that they're using the credit card to pay their bills every month. And that is not good. Keep track of that plastic and make sure you're using it healthily. Teach your boys that money can be fun. It can be fun. I've led to some detrimental moments for people where they have no more money. You can't pay your bills. Can't pay your mortgage, can't pay your rental fee. You need some time to the only place you have to go is the street. That's how detrimental it can be. So you got to teach them that money can be fun, but if you abuse it, you can end up just like the individual you ride from your city or to your area, out just trying to survive. And the world don't owe you anything. Sometimes we think the world owes us something. They're supposed to get something for us because we need to have somewhere to be. Now, the world owes us anything. Never have and never will. So make sure we focus on understanding that money can be fun, but it also has an effect on you that can be detrimental to you the rest of your life. Let's give a shout out to our next sponsor, Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Come on.
shout out to Soap Gems. My name is Jennifer Jackson, and you can contact her through Facebook, and that's Jennifer with one N Jackson, along with Charlie's Angel. Also, you have an opportunity to give her a call and mention it. Her business is what we say is entrepreneurship, and that's 251-369-1344. It's 1344. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for being supportive in what we're doing. Truly, as we move forward, give a shout out to Roger Thompson 520. We have a couple other, but we mess around and just keep his name. But that's all right, Roger. Thank you so much. The next thing that is so important, I want everybody to kind of keep this close. You can, our young boys and young people receive some advice from older students or older individuals because when they were 2 or 3 years old up until where they are. That advice is how to save money, how to handle money. And truly, that's what our life is all about. Life is all about people. If you're so caught up in all the money you can make, you're not going to be a happy individual. Because life is all about people. Life is all about people. And it's important that we want you to be a part of the show by giving us a call. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. You give me your location, then we'll talk and chat about empowering boys to be financially knowledgeable. And truly, truly, that's important. We want our boys to be impactful men. I want to give a shout out to Derek Pugh, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you so much for being a part of it, Derek. As I was strolling, I saw your name down there. I want to give a shout out. Now, how do we teach financial literacy to boys or to children? See, a financial literacy class teach students the basic of money management. And these are so important. If you're not doing it yourself, because you say, I'm making 6 figures, I don't need to worry about these things. I tell you what, you're going to be, all you're doing is eventually just spending money and not saving anything. First of all, you can teach our boys budgeting, how to budget, how to use that budget. We need to know, our children need to know how to use a budget. You should be the best teacher of children. We always say education is school. If you're not doing it at home, if you're not budgeting, what do you expect from your son or your daughters? The next thing is saving. Use that process to teach them. Take them to the bank. Let them actually, if you lift them up, put them on a tube, or actually tell her, can you have somebody come and you sit down at a desk and they can put their money from their piggy bank out there and you can work with counting the money with them. Then they can receive the ledger or a sheet to say a deposit slip has been made and given the receipt back. That's the start with our young people. We have to do that. Savings is important. Debt. Debt can destroy you. Not only financially, but your other well-being. So be very making all this debt to fit in. I always tell people, you live like a Jones. You want to get this because somebody else got it. You want to get this because of some kind of investment you put in here. It could be a car or a home because somebody else lives over there. And you're one person. But if you've got a family of 2 or 3 people, they can do that. There's 2 people working on it. We have to understand that we need to stay where we can more or less be able to fit it, because when that credit score starts coming out and then your debt to income ratio, and your debt overshadow your income, you're going to see it drop. then you won't be able to. You don't have right there. You can't get any money to fix something because you forgot about that part about saving. About a rainy day. Now you got to borrow. And more you borrow, you got to pay the high interest rate. Less about spending our money. Teach our money. It's important that we understand that when we create debt, we try to address it and clear up as soon as possible. Next thing is investing. Are you willing to invest? See, the first thing people say, you know, with children, what can they invest in? They can invest in themselves. There's a college fund. That's an investment. There's a rainy day fund. That's an investment. Teach your children to invest in themselves. That way, the older they get, they understand investing. They get to the point where they have money, now they can invest. One of the biggest challenges, and then I'm going to say pretty much in our culture dealing with finance, besides that we need to be literate, the biggest thing is that we don't invest because we don't know how to. Simply so. Because, see, the people that come into your investment, they are sometimes associated with a house of cards that may come tumbling down. Your first one in 2008, the investment had was hit very hard with the crash of the stock market. That is, still didn't stop me, but I started up until now how to make sure I have it in place. I invested in myself after that. And that's what we have. Giving. See, one of the some people say love language is being able to give, be gifts. Are you able to give? Not grudgingly. Teach our children they can give things. Like it might be an old game that they no longer play. Give it to someone, an organization. You're not wearing anymore. Give it to them. That's giving. Or they come in, they have out there with the ring the bell with the American Red Cross. Let them drop a quarter in there. Let them drop it. If they earn their money, let them drop the money and let them know. I'm going to tell you something that amazed me, and we're going to move forward with our other information. Oh, we got some awesome information today, and I want to be out of here. I have to be out of about 2 o'clock, and we want to make sure we're out of here and be able to give you everything you need. My organization during the Christmas holidays, the chapter I'm in, we did an elderly blanket drive where we selected a nursing home and purchased all the throw blankets for each one of the I'm going to say, clients. And we took it by, and one of the first nursing homes, it was at 85, we gave away, we handed out 85 blankets to them. That's giving. That as an organization, we're going to serve. The second, because this was aired, and you can go back and check the files on WAKA, that's Channel 8, it was aired. It was purchased the blanket, they had everything. The other rehab service in a 30-mile distance from where we was called and said, can you help us with 155? With 150, but it came up to 155 throw blankets. What I want to share with you, we purchased all the blankets, took them there, they was handed out, but there's one little fellow about a young man with his grandmother, probably about 7 years old, they pulled up blowing the horn. Beep, 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 because they had heard about it. And the young man had about 3 blankets. He said, I want to donate these 3. See, that's giving. He said, I want to give these 3 blankets to the elderly. See, he appreciated and understand giving. That's what we have allowed our children to do so we can be successful. See, knowledge. See, the knowledge you have about the foundation of finance, allows you to build strong money habits early in life. That's why we want to do it early. It's not that you can't wait till you get 14, 15. Do it when they're 2 or 3 years old. They can appreciate it. Hold them accountable. Let them hold you accountable. Because we're responsible for what we prepare to go out in the world. We want our boys to be impactful men. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. You have an opportunity to type in your comments. Please take an opportunity to just type in. I want to give a shout-out to a couple of individuals who typed in some comments on one of our social media sites. We thank you so much, Rolanda Brown. She said, hello, cuz. I said, thank you so much. Then the Trailblazer typed in, thank you, sir. It was my honor. I told you I met her over at that joint founders day. And it was a pleasure to meet her. It was so amazing. I think because she was at the table, she was looking. I was looking. I know this person somewhere. But we got a chance to actually meet at the end of, the lunch. It's truly, truly a blessing. We got several other things being shared. And, thank you so much. Let me shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS. Join us, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, the Trailblazer, I did say, but I'm going to make sure I'm incorporated. Give a shout out to Epsilon Rho Sigma Chapter joining us. Thank you. I tell you, it's exciting to have the support from you brothers and sisters. It is really important that we move forth and address this topic with our youth. As we move forth with building strong money habits and avoiding the mistakes by not doing it, can help our young people to have a life successful money adventures. See, if you don't, they're going to have struggles. And their struggle's going to come in not being able to budget, not being able to understand their earnings, planning their purchases. Make it where this your son is a game that they can be excited about. When you open up that bank account, be honest. Have honest conversation about money. Because, see, financial literacy should be taught by the family. See, that way you go, we think somebody else is going to teach them. We always talk about school. What are they going to do in school? Why don't you teach them at home? Teach them financial responsibility. Teach them to be literate in that area. Teach them where they can be successful. Have family discussions about money. Well, you don't want children and grown folks. But the ideal is you can have the conversation but come back and share with your son or your daughter exactly what's going on. Because it's going to affect them. You don't have to deal with it. And we have to realize whatever affects the parents is going to affect the children. See, we want to leave our young children out of it because they ain't old enough to understand. But they are old enough to understand that there's challenges. They're old enough to understand when we're moving from place to place. No stable building. And there's a reason why. Talk with your children about that. That's making them where they're getting them prepared for life, because life is like that. See, yes, it's a sense of educating them and teaching them, but some common sense. Common sense is important. I don't care how much book sense you have, but you got to have some common sense. And being literate about finance is common sense. Knowing what will happen. Let's talk about it. You don't have to be so serious when you're talking, boys. Or scary. You have to sit down and share with them positive money stories. Also, let them know that what we're doing helps the whole family. And it normalize the family. That's why you have to discuss it. You have to set aside time once a month to talk about family mama, family money. You got to have a family money talk where everyone have a say and contribute to the financial goal. Got to include our children. That's what we're talking about, including our boys of all ages. Don't just say the oldest one you want to talk about. Because, see, once they understand financial decision-making in this real world, they got a great opportunity to be successful. You talk about savings. We mentioned that already. Savings is the most important financial habit to instill early on. The bank, that's it. The piggy bank. The next thing, don't wait. Don't wait till they get later in life. It's never too late. But don't wait. Get on this early with our children so they can be successful. We want to give a shout out to another one of our sponsors. We're going to give a shout out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. They are really supporting us and what we're doing. And I'm excited for the co-owners who are members of the Blue and White family. One of the owners is a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. That is Brother Marvin Lala Smith. He's a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And his wife, Sara Katrina Roper Smith, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. And truly, we thank them because they really, really helps in what we're doing. Mary Ruth's Restaurant of Georgiana.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood prices.
Barbecue Saturday, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana, Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals, family-friendly environment, great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
My. We want to thank Mary Ruth's Restaurant for offering us a great opportunity truly to get their support. But we want to support them as well. If you're traveling anywhere toward South 65 or traveling down to northern Florida, you can stop in at 261 Highway 106 West, Georgia. Thank you so much. You also can give them a call. The number that you can connect with the co-owner, Brother Marvin Smith, is 334-549-0950. Or go to Facebook and type in Marvin Smith. His menu is there. It's there all the time, so you can have an opportunity to check him out. So make sure you do that, because it's truly a blessing to be able to have someone out there in the business trying to make it do. It is good to be able to come before you. We have a couple more things you want to touch bases on, and particular is what skills are you need. What skills are needed to improve financial literacy? Number one is do your research. to gain money with smarts. The second thing, understand your banking options. The bank is not just where you can deposit money in. You have so many other options. Read the documentation that comes out. Ask them to send it online and find out what options the bank can give for you. And allow you to share that with your son so they'll be able to be successful as well. Learn the basics of budgeting. You have to learn the basics. You just can't be haphazard out here spending money and don't think there's not going to be repercussions. Check out your credit. Constantly check your credit once a month to see if you got things to be added on and you don't even know it's been added on if you wait every 6 months to look at it. And if you know, you can address it. Understand the true cost of debt. If you're out there and you didn't handle your bills and all you needed to do in the early process, you will pay for it later on. So just make sure you focus on being witty financially. And the last thing I think is so important, life learners is the key to financial literacy. Lifelong learners is the key to financial literacy. Give a shout out to a co-host on our Monday night show, none other than Dr. O. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the great state of Georgia, also a member of Delta Sigma, and come in and check us out at this time. God is so good. Thank you. So give a shout out to Bama 205. Thank you, Bama, for joining us. Also, Quan is joining us as well. And as we get ready to move forth, and we'll get into the time that we have to close out of here, but we have another commercial that we must play. So we want to pay some more bills now. It's important that we pay these bills around here. And we thank all of those individuals supporting us because truly, like I say, they don't have to do it, but they do. And I thank them for doing it and being a part of it. This is going to be L&T Lawn Service. And truly, Mr. Tony Stallworth, we want to give a shout out to him because he's taking time to be a part of this, not only putting his money where his mouth is, but he's also making sure he comes in and volunteers his time to be a co-host on our shows. We can ask for nothing better than L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stallworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stallworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Yeah, Anthony Stallworth, go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stallworth, direct message him. You can find out more information about L&T Stallworth Lawn Service, LLC. They are the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. Thank you so much, Brother Stallworth, for being a part of this on Wednesday night. He comes in on Talking Sports Plus Prime Time Sports Talk Show at the University, High School, and Middle School. And we appreciate you doing that, Brother Stallworth, for being a part of it. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And as we get ready to close out, we want to look at how we can help our sons financially and what we need to make sure. We want our children, and I'm going to say children, successful. We have to look at a few things that can help financially and set them up for a successful financial future. First of all, set up a college saving account. Let them invest in themselves. Purchase the proper amount of life insurance. We're talking about their future. You're no longer around, they still can have an opportunity to meet some of the goals that you and that son met, a young man met and talked about. Because you got to talk about these things as well. Help them open and manage a bank account. Appoint a guardian in your will that's going to help them work it through, especially if you transition while they're still in the adolescent stage. Talk to your children about finance. Involve them in financial decisions. Add your child as an authorized user of one of your credit cards. A lot of people are getting credit cards by young people so they can use instead of carrying a lot of cash. A lot of the schools and a lot of the, especially your athletic events, especially in the state of Alabama, you need to be able to go online and purchase your tickets now. That's what's happening now. So you have to teach them the importance of fasting. Prioritize your retirement. Let them know that, yeah, I'll probably be retired, son, one day. You know, if I have a business, you might be taking over this business. Avoid giving, instead loaning. See, a lot of people like to, you know, give, you know, you might work, if you loan something to somebody, they say they're going to pay you back. It's almost a gift. Mom always told us, loan as much as you can stand to be without, because you might not get it back. So avoid just giving people, you know, money, instead loaning. You might not get it back, but somewhere, see, they got to be held accountable and responsible for their action. For every action, there's a reaction. And that's why our show that we see now, the show that we see now that are popular court shows is all about, a lot of times, about somebody loaning some money, somebody owing some money. They promised to pay them back, and they never pay them back. You have to make sure you do that. Also, it's okay to financially help your children, but I don't see the benefit of going out there buying a pair of $400 sneakers. What are you teaching them? Are you doing it for them or doing it for yourself? So somebody can say, especially when they're young and the size of the shoe, they're going to grow so quickly. Come on, let's be financially literate ourselves so we can teach our children. See? While you're teaching them and helping them financially, you have to make sure you keep in mind that just don't give money out. Have some means where it falls in one of those principles. There's a borrower, there's a savings. See, you got to understand what we're doing. It's a loan that eventually can create debt for you. These are the kind of things you got to teach our boys so they can be successful. Always consider if someone asks you for stuff, make it a loan. It's fine to give people guilt, but if they ask you, and let me say this right quick, and we're going to get off this today because I have some other things that have to be addressed. If someone call you and say they want to borrow it, make sure you document what you're doing if you want it to be returned to you. Sorry if people get upset, but you have to be responsible and held accountable for your action. That person was able to loan that to you. It's a loan. If it's a gift, you ain't got to worry about it. But if you come and say, I want to borrow it, that means a loan. I don't give borrowers. I give loans. Help them understand that's a repayment plan that's put in place. Write the perimeters now. Pay me back once a month. Pay me for your earnings. That way they understand in life when they get older and it becomes an impactful man that we're pressing for. Help our children build healthy credit by using certain recommendations. But they must be actionable recommendations. If you borrow this, you have a deadline to pay it back. You're going to receive it and give it back to you. we got to teach them. We can't assume that, okay, they're my children. Yeah, but you got to teach them still. Give a shout out to Ibrahim. Thank you so much. And that's Khalil 365. Ibrahim, thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. It is a blessing to have you and being a part of this. Thank you, Ibrahim. And the last thing I want to share with you, it's important that when we're helping our children financially, it can make a significant difference in their lives and their financial future. When we put these things into place, building.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma.
Be responsible, be accountable. I will take a promo for those brothers of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we're going to go from there.
This is me to be.
Here we go again. Here we go. Ghettoville, USA. Uh-oh. You know I go by the name Nitty, right?
Uh-huh.
Indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, they're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brothers, for supporting. And they are partners, especially on our series here and a lot of our interviews. We thank you. That's WBSW Radio and Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. Thank you, brothers. Thank each and every one of y'all. As I tell y'all, before we was interrupted with a connection, I love you. It's from my heart. And truly, this is where God has placed me to be offer what I can offer. And hopefully, it's something that you could think about and use one day to prepare your sons or your daughters to be successful. That's what you want them to be, financially successful. Because it's all about, what is this? This is financial literacy, encouraging or empowering boys, advocating boys as well as girls to be a financially knowledgeable, to be financially knowledgeable so they'll be able to deal with their finances. As we close out, we'll bring something from way back. It's called What Is This? We don't own the rights to the music, but we want to play this as we conclude with our presentation, with our platform, with our podcast, and our show on WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one.
Inside. It keeps setting my soul on fire.